Srpsko hrvatski koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da,
bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno. Vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano. Čast je da se spoznamo, ja mislim da je to demagogija.
Odprti Balkan in priprta Evropa. Meddržavno povezovanje evropskih držav, ki temelji na prostem pretoku kapitala, blaga in delovne sile, je v očeh večine v domeni Evropske unije. Konec julija pa so voditelji treh držav Balkanskega polotoka, Srbije, Albanije in Severne Makedonije, razgrnili načrt, ki v svojem jedru poljudno rečeno posnema konceptualno zasnovo unije. Srbski predsednik Aleksandar Vučić ter predsednika vlad Albanije in Severne Makedonije Edi Rama in Zoran Zaev so na gospodarskem forumu o regionalnem sodelovanju v Skopju podpisali tri dokumente, na temeljih katerih naj bi se uveljavila pobuda Odprtega Balkana, izvorno v angleščini Open Balkan. Pobuda je bila pred forumom v makedonski prestolnici sicer znana pod imenom Mini Schengen, s čimer je že leta 2019, takrat zgolj zasnovno brez prave birokratske podlage, nakazovala na vsebinske poudarke dogovarjanja trojice držav. Po vzoru Evropske unije, ki Srbije, Albanije in Severne Makedonije še vedno ni sprejela pod svojo občest, naj bi začetkom leta 2023 med državami zaživelo območje odprtih meja, prostega trgovanja in bistveno olajšanih postopkov v zvezi z izdajanjem delovnih dovoljenj v državah članicah. K sodelovanju so bile povabljene tudi tri preostale države Balkanske regije, Bosna in Hercegovina, Kosovo in Črna gora, a se nobena od njih zato ni odločila. Evropska unija v regiji že dlje časa spodbuja regionalno sodelovanje, ki bi hipotetično vodilo k pospeševanju postopkov priključevanja držav Balkana k evropski skupnosti, razloži raziskovalec jugovzhodne Evrope Aleksej Demjanski.
The idea for enhancing regional cooperation among the Western Balkan countries, particularly economically, has sort of been around for years. The European Union as well as the United States have really pushed various forms of regional cooperation, whether that's among civil society groups or among public institutions in the region, among even chambers of the commerce, as part of the broader sort of EU accession process. And so at the same time, politicians in the countries in the region have also sort of expressed a desire to sort of enhance economic cooperation and make the region sort of more attractive to foreign direct investment. And so I believe it was in 2019 that Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama, North Macedonia's Prime Minister Zoran Zaev, and then Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić formally sort of declared their intent to sort of create a joint economic area, particularly for the free movement of goods and people. And so it was kind of left open to the other Western Balkan countries, so Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo and Montenegro, if they decide to join in the future as well. And in fact, all six countries have sort of jointly been, you know, they've jointly held many discussions on the topic prior to that 2019 declaration of the sort of, at the time, what was known as the mini Schengen.
Osnutek pobude, ki se bo sedaj formalizirala pod imenom Odprti Balkan, je nastal leta 2014 v sklopu berlinskega procesa, inicijative Evropske unije, s katero je ta želela revitalizirati gospodarske in diplomatske odnose z že omenjenimi šestimi državami na Balkanskem polotoku. Berlinski proces naj bi poleg okrepljenih odnosov med Unijo in državami v regiji stremel k pospešitvi priključevanja teh držav k Uniji in zagotavljanju gospodarskega razvoja. Kot posledica spodbujanja regionalnega povezovanja pa so se cilji procesa, ki ga je zagnala Evropska komisija pod vodstvom Jean-Claude Junckerja, pričeli uresničevati. Angel Petrov, novinar bolgarskega dnevnika, oriše časovnico in vsebinske poudarke pobude Odprtega Balkana.
At first it was called Mini Schengen. It was not Open Balkan. They refurbished it, renamed it, and 1.5 years later it's Open Balkan. It should be noted that they've tried to attract other countries around, such as Kosovo, Montenegro, Bosnia and Herzegovina, so far with little success. But basically, what it includes are the basic freedoms that the EU is offering, and the basic freedoms that the Regional Cooperation Council has discussed, even as part of the Berlin Process meetings in Bulgaria and elsewhere, like creating a regional common regional market. Although Open Balkans sometimes falls short of the goals of the Regional Cooperation Council, this is basically the foundations of a regional market with easier flow of goods, services, capitals, what did I miss, people, and which also includes mutual recognition of education qualifications, and all of these steps that are supposed to facilitate the flow of investment, of businesses, etc., across the Balkans, or for now, at least across those three nations.
Poglavitno gonilo povezovanja držav Balkanskega polotoka je želja po gospodarskem razvoju. Države inicijative Odprtega Balkana, poleg treh, ki se zato še niso odločile, v Evropi še vedno veljajo za periferijo, zaradi česar je to vrstno povezovanje več kot koristno, če tudi gre v začetni fazi le za grobo načrtovanje. Največji izziv za uresničevanje ciljev pobude, po mnenju Alekseja Demjanskega, predstavlja način implementacije načrtov.
These are all such very small countries with sort of small markets and economies. And so when a foreign investor is looking in this area, it's kind of like, okay, well, why would I want to invest in Montenegro or in North Macedonia or in Albania or in Serbia? But when you create a sort of common economic market and a common sort of economic area, then it becomes more attractive. Then all of a sudden, instead of it being, you know, 2 million people in North Macedonia that are your sort of base, now it's a much larger number of people between the three countries that you can target as an investor. But at the end of the day, that really needs to also, you know, it shouldn't just be about providing space for investors. It should also be about what does that actually mean for people on the ground? Will those investments actually support people's lives? And I think that's what's still kind of unclear as part of this process. And so I think we just have to wait and see. You know, this is still very fresh. It was only formally agreed on last week. And so I think we're very much still at the early stages.
Pri regionalnem povezovanju Srbije, Albanije in Severne Makedonije ne gre le za stremenje k močno želenemu gospodarskemu napredku, temveč so naštete države s tem obrale tudi način, s katerim bodo Evropski uniji lahko zagotovile, da so pripravljene na nadaljevanje dolgotrajnih postopkov integracije v Evropsko skupnost. Kljub temu Angel Petro v pobudi Open Balkan v prvi vrsti vidi možnost gospodarskega odpiranja regije.
Given what has been happening with Bulgaria's veto on North Macedonia and Albania, and given the stagnation of Serbia's bid, obviously the three leaders have been busy touring Western media to state their point, to say we cannot go to the EU right now, but of course we are moving this direction and the EU will accept us when we are ready, and make sure, rest assured that whenever the EU is ready, we will have done our homework because of all the integration that we have facilitated. Of course, this doesn't really make a lot of sense, given that that every country of those taking part in the Open Balkan has to carry out negotiations with the European Commission about how movement across the borders changes, not with other countries from Open Balkan. But I'm not sure that really the message beyond this political message of you're not letting us in, so we will fend for ourselves. I think beyond this, what has come out into the media is rather a domestic need, a domestic policy need to show to the voters, to the constituents in the respective countries, that some kind of a progress toward some form of integration that might be beneficial and bring new opportunities is taking place. I think it's rather about the possibilities it will bring to businesses and to people, and to show off as, look, we as leaders forged this initiative and it will be better for you, rather than if we just wait for the EU to do something.
Države povezane v Odprtem Balkanu se bodo torej raje, kot da bi individualno sledile procesu evropske integracije, posvetile regijskemu povezovanju, katerega uspešnost pa bo v skladu z zgodovino regije tudi tokrat pogojena z zagotavljanjem finančnih sredstev, razloži Petrov.
That's what one of the biggest criticism for the project consists of, that instead of the countries pursuing the reforms they are specifically required for the sake of EU accession, they're wasting, or at least distracting themselves and spilling their energy into other projects that they don't necessarily have the resources to combine them with EU requirements. Of course, then you get the counter talking point again, that EU integration isn't here at the moment, and it isn't really happening in the pace that it was supposed to happen in. So why not continue with the open bulk? That's what Vučić, Rama and Zaev say.
Dajanju prednosti tristranskemu povezovanju pred integracijskimi postopki v Evropsko skupnost so botrovale predvsem mnoge blokade držav Evropske unije. Priključitev Severne Makedonije je najprej zaviral že rešni spor glede imena z južno sosedo Grčijo, sedaj pa je glavna ovira Severne Makedonije na poti Unijo postala bolgarska blokada, s katero bolgarska politična garnitura krepi invazivni nacionalizem. Čeprav so se spričo otežene integracije v Unijo, Srbija, Albanija in Severna Makedonija odločile za povezovanje v sklopu pobude Odprti Balkan, pa ta ne predstavlja alternative Evropski uniji.
Mini Schengen process, this open Balkan, I think this past year, it really gained a lot of attraction after sort of the most recent blockades to EU accession, particularly of Macedonia, but also Albania by sort of EU member state Bulgaria. And so, you know, most recently at some of these summits, Albania's sort of Edi Rama and North Macedonia's Zoran Zaev, they both hit at the EU, not only Aleksandar Vučić, sort of for their failure to really, in a way, hold up their end of the bargain in the accession process. And so both the leaders of Albania and North Macedonia, while they're obviously really vocally committed to EU accession, I think as part of this process, they're being a bit more frank about what the current stage looks like for what the prospects of EU accession are. And as they say, you know, they're moving forward on sort of Europeanizing their countries rather than continuing to sort of truck along in the waiting room of the EU. But, you know, both leaders openly said that their countries, you know, cannot wait for the EU to sort of solve its own internal problems so that they can move forward. And I think they are trying to send a signal to the EU, but I'm really not sure that it's going to get across, mainly because throughout the process, they've also been direct about the fact that they don't view this Open Balkan initiative as an alternative to the EU.
Evropska unija, ki je z berlinskim procesom zagnala regionalno povezovanje, je podprla inicijativo Odprtega Balkana. Pričakovati pa je, da bo v prihodnje bdela nad dogajanjem v povezavi z inicijativo. Združene države Amerike pa se bodo z nadaljevanjem povezovanja želele okoristiti predvsem v gospodarskem smislu, razloži Demjanski.
It's kind of throwing the countries a bone in a way. It's like here, you can begin to integrate economically among yourselves because you'll have to do that anyway when you join the EU. And so it's kind of saying, look, we're continuing to support you along this process. In the future, you will be members, and if you do this sort of economic area, then the process will be smoother in the future. So I think that's the perspective of the Europeans. And I think from the perspective of the Americans and the United States, I think it's creating a sort of more prosperous economic zone is what they envision with this process. And so that's kind of what those two sides see from this angle.
Najbolj presenetljiv vidik pobude je vneto sodelovanje Srbije in Albanije, ki jo je dosedaj oddaljeval predvsem spor glede Kosova. Premostitev spora je na nedavnem forumu v Skopju povzel tudi srbski predsednik Vučić, ko je dejal, da bi morale države na Balkanu dajati prednost sodelovanju pred zgodovinskimi različnostmi. Z ohlajanjem vezi med Tirano in Prištino pa so leti postale precej nerelevantne.
As relations between officials in Tirana and Pristina have been cooling down a bit, and mind you, not just a bit, I think, as those relations have been cooling down, it's easier to find a common tongue with Serbia, because Albania basically dropped much of its support for different stances of Kosovo. For example, Kosovo says that it wouldn't really be joining a union under Serbian auspices, even when it's not said this way, even if it's when it's not put this way. It's clear that Kosovo has no interest whatsoever in it. So Albania, by speaking about Kosovo missing opportunities to join all the time, actually undermines Kosovo's concept of it needing to be recognized by Serbia as an equal partner. I mean, how can Kosovo join in such a union at the moment? It's impossible.
Čeprav so države Odprtega Balkana k sodelovanju povabile tudi Kosovo, Črno Goro ter Bosno in Hercegovino, se te za to niso odločile. Federacija BiH in Črna Gora sta svoje stališče utemeljili s tem, da v pobudi ne vidita bistvenih prednosti. Kosovski premier Albin Kurti pa je Odprti Balkan označil za neperspektivnega. Agron Bajrami, odgovorni urednik največjega kosovskega časnika Koha Ditore, razloži, da je na Kosovem čutiti razočaranje nad Albanijo, protagonistko inicijative, ki je v tej državi označena za domovino.
It is particularly distressful for people here, because Albania as a country which is viewed by many as a motherland is part of this initiative. On the other hand, there is also a message that these countries would like to move on without including in these discussions the European Union and Germany especially, because this is a parallel process to the Berlin process. Which aims exactly the same. The difference is that in Berlin process, all countries of Western Balkans, which are not EU countries still, the six Western Balkan countries are included and they are all treated equally. And these two messages are I think, proof enough for Kosovars to simply refuse to be part of this sort of initiative.
Če tudi je pobuda doživela medel, a sicer pozitiven odziv evropske in širše skupnosti, Agron Bajrami poudarja, da je Odprti Balkan politično orodje v rokah treh članic.
This is a political maneuver more than it is a real initiative. I don't expect this initiative to be successful, because if there was a will between the countries of the region to really cooperate economically and otherwise, we already had many other formats. I think that the problems that we have between the countries here make it almost impossible for this sort of initiative to really be successful, no matter who is part of it, if the underlying problems that we have are not solved before. And I'm not only talking about the issue between Kosovo and Serbia. I think that you have the issue of Serbia being interfering in internal political crisis in Montenegro, for example. We should not forget that a couple of years ago, Serbian officials were caught in Macedonian parliament also interfering. And I think it is very obvious that there is a role that Serbia plays in Bosnia and Herzegovina in relation to the Republika Srpska and the secessionist tendencies there. So until these sort of issues are really addressed finally and fully, I don't think any initiative about regional cooperation will be successful. It can only serve as a political tool for a short-term effect. And this is what Open Balkan is.
Ob vsem se poraja vprašanje o resničnih namenih Evropske unije glede priključevanja držav Balkana. Po mnenju Bajramija bi morala biti Unija pri postopkih integracije učinkovitejša.
And I think that the question of what to do next about Kosovo and the region and the European integration of the Western Balkans is not the question only for individual countries of the region. It's a question for European Union first and foremost. The question should be, does EU really want the Western Balkan countries to join EU? If yes, then there needs to be a real meaningful process not some papers on the table which describe issues, but then there is no real fulfillment of promise for integration. Because you see, I can only suppose that Northern Macedonia has joined the Open Balkans initiative because of the fact that even though they have dealt with the major issues that were in front of them, including the name issue, they are now still being blocked by EU members like Bulgaria. And I think that lesson is important for everybody, not only in the region, but also for the European Union.
Kljub temu, da je Kosovo zavrnilo sodelovanje pri pobudi, Agron Bajrami v regionalnem sodelovanju vidi pomembnost, saj bi to okrepilo krhke demokracije Balkana. O recipročni oddaljenosti odprtega Balkana od Kosova pa priča Bajramijeva primera, ki jo je zasnoval med pogovorom. Ime pobude je namreč primerjal z odprtim teniškim turnirjem. Bolj kot finančna sredstva, ki dosedaj še niso bila opredeljena, bodo odprti Balkan ovirale politične podobe Srbije, Albanije in Severne Makedonije. Srbski mediji so v tekočem tednu denimo razkrili povezave predsednika Aleksandra Vučića z beograjskimi kriminalnimi združbami. Albanskega predsednika vlade Edija Ramo pa bremenijo zlasti napeti odnosi s tamkajšnjo opozicijo. Več Angel Petrov.
The concept of open Balkan is not a mistake per se. And I think none of the leaders in the Western Balkans thinks that the concept is a mistake per se. There are two problems with it. One is the timing and the resources it will require to pursue. And the other problem, it's not a problem, okay. The other factor are the people driving it, the people behind it. I think the credibility of Serbia and Albania both in some parts of the Balkans, not just west, not just the western, but the eastern ones, and the credibility and their credibility within the EU, if we go westwards, is not very good at the moment. And I think the problem with the trust toward the Open Balkans project, the Open Balkan project, is rather a problem with the trust in Vučić and Rama themselves.
Inicijativa Odprti Balkan je trenutno v začetni fazi formiranja, zato je prerano napovedovati, kakšen bo izkupiček dolgoročnega povezovanja na Balkanskem polotoku. Aleksej Demjanski meni, da ima pobuda nekatere dobre nastavke, ki bi lahko vodili k razvoju regije, a je vse odvisno od implementacije načrta in še bolj od ljudi, ki bodo načrte skušali implementirati.
The ideas that they already have in terms of the agreements that are being signed are very, very long term. They'll take a long time, I believe, to actually be properly implemented. I think implementation on anything in this region is always tricky and it's not the greatest. So I think this will be years and years of having these conversations and this process. And so I think, you know, we'll have to just kind of keep an eye out to see what's going to go on. But I think this is laying the groundwork for something that has big potential. It just depends on if the right people are in power to really realize the full potential of what this could mean. And it could go just much beyond attracting foreign investors. It could really be a big way to just support the broader population and improve the economic situation and reduce unemployment. And so I hope that, you know, that process isn't squandered, but again, I think we're really in a wait and see mode right now, and so we'll just have to keep an eye out on what's happening.
Politični vrh Srbije, Albanije in Severne Makedonije naj bi pogovore o in načrtovanje odprtega Balkana nadaljeval ob koncu leta v albanski prestolnici. Snovanje tovrstne inicijative na terenu, ki je zgodovinsko zaprisežen politični negotovosti, bo torej prepuščeno razmeroma nezaupljivim voditeljem, ki so v očeh Evropske skupnosti na tnalu. Težko je verjeti, da je vstop držav Balkana v Evropsko unijo pogojen z uspešnostjo tega političnega projekta, a bo ta zagotovo deloval kot nekakšen indikator zrelosti demokracije na zahodu Balkanskega polotoka. Vrata na Balkan je poslušalstvo Radija Študent odprl Matija.